man with an attached
amazing.
Girl.
Yeah.
I love it. I go, what? And she's like, yeah.
I love it.
You're
know,
the printer.
And we moved in a summer school too.
So, Phil, were you dragging because you were carrying a table, because you're hot, or because you're taking it slow?
It's funny, man.
Yes. Okay, but you're all right.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Just checking. So, glad you're here. I have a pile of things for you, but we'll give them to you later.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Was this recorded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last week.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at these things thanks to Graham.
Really
so,
good.
Yeah. So we're it's working.
By the way, I put extra. Please, there. If anybody wants to take one or two for like the barometer or the priority or something.
Oh, thank you.
Grab some if you need
them. Gosh, thank you.
Oh.
Nice job. For the specialties that you use all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the brain balance. The brain balance sheets ought to go in one of those.
I'll bring the next batch if we need it.
Yeah. So. All right.
Take just two. Thank you, Graham. That's great. That's one of the things that I wanted to get.
So I will. Represents the last half of the real manual, just their copies of the long pages, but it's extra just because there's some really good, there's a whole big section here on organ responses, which we'll do next week, that you might want to have an extra copy of.
That's
you
also
know?
In the original packet.
It's in the original, so everything that's in this is in the original packet. It's just they got one page off, and so there are a couple pieces in here that wouldn't have the right back page and stuff, but it doesn't make any difference for some of these things. So this is all like extra stuff, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write.
Wait, so that's not the main manual.
It's actually the last half of the main manual, or the last two thirds of the main manual, because at that point they screwed up, and so I had to redo that.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are just extra.
You can recycle it if you want.
Yeah.
or you can have it.
Okay. So we'll. But that way, at least you've got something to look at there.
Okay, so I'm not taking home the main manual yet.
You will. You'll take it.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to put your hands
okay.
in it. It's all, you're going to take all of that home. You're going to leave it home. This you're going to bring back and forth with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's the guts and that's reference to have someday when you're...
And what I told everybody last week was that I'm going to teach you as much as I can of the stuff that's on this... That mine's all marked up, so I remember what I'm supposed to teach you this week. On here, which is, you know, the smattering of stuff that's in the main manual, and from there, you know, you'll be able to know enough of the basic tools and skills and stuff to do any of the other parts, you know, like learn other pieces and apply them on your own and stuff like that, okay? You know, now or 20 years from now. But, okay, so leftover questions from last week. Any?
You know, this isn't from last week. This is just a lame question, but I have to ask you really quick.
Oh, sure.
It's
lame questions are good.
God,
then I have a chance to answer them correctly. Yes.
It's like I understand, you know, you
thank
go conscious, subconscious, body, and then let's say body, and then I go attunement and difference together.
Together,
I do set together, and then when I get the set, and then let's say it's oneness, separation, do I say oneness first?
Yep. And
so
then,
if it's not oneness, then it's like then oneness and then
separation.
And then just go down
individual
all those words.
Yeah.
And if it's, and whatever. Okay, got it. So
yeah.
It was the left one first and then the right one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And, yeah, Janet.
Go ahead, finish. I have another question.
I'm done.
Okay. I don't remember if this was last week you were showing us how to test for whether supplements or foods are good for
us.
And you talked about putting the hand between the hemispheres of the brain. And that will automatically weaken you?
It'll test weak. It won't weaken you. It'll test weak.
Okay. It'll test weak. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I've been testing things, and I've been doing it the way I've been, like, sitting on the couch and holding it against my neck.
Yeah.
And seeing that it doesn't interfere and that it stays weak.
Turns, got it.
Okay. My question is, I mean, I'm doing this whole contortion. Can I just be holding it, or is it
back of the neck. Yeah.
Okay. I thought there was a reason, but I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah. Brainstem.
Oh.
Yeah. You get brain hemispheres and brain stem here. I think that's why they go together. So so you're holding it the back of the neck. That's why.
Okay. Thank you.
We did some food testing stuff, but you'll catch up on that. So.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other leftovers from any old time?
No.
If there are, you'll ask me.
Yeah.
There are a couple things on here that actually we did in Touch for Health, so I'm not going to spend extra time on them. You know, when you see down here meridian walking and the pain tapping, you know, we did those in Touch for Health.
Mm-hmm.
They're on this list. They're in the packet of material that I gave you. The small packet, the one we're using now, is the one, that stuff is the stuff that I have in my spiral, like Graham had his spiral bound, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's the stuff that I had in my spiral bound kit that I take around, and it's all dog-eared now, but that's the stuff I use all the time, which is why I gave you a separate batch of those. Yeah, that stuff there.
Where did you have that done?
Office Depot, like $5.
Staples will do it, Office Max, Kinko's.
Yeah, just hand it to them and they'll do it in a few minutes.
Yeah. And
it's nice because you can just leave any page open.
Yeah, and do the smart thing that Graham did, which is put a hard plastic front and back on it.
Right.
So that it doesn't rip out.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing, if you want, you can either get tabs and tab your favorite sections. Or if you already know, you can put little dividers in before they spiral bind it, and you'll have some dividers in there. But the bottom line is, get it spiral bound. That stuff represents what I think you're going to use like 90% of the time, which is why my focus in doing this right now was on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I'm not going to, I'm deliberately bypassing the actual finger modes and that big chart right now. For another week, 2 weeks maybe. I might do it the fourth week before I go away for 2 weeks, and then we'll come back. That way you guys will have time to play with it while I'm gone. So I've talked a little about it, but I'm not covering that right now. That's kind of your access to the overall, in the realm of all the things that we know in that big fat pile of pages, you know, what is it the body wants to have done? We'll go through that on week four, okay?
I'm trying to remember what it is you're talking about. It's that with the finger position on the side. Okay.
Yeah, the sideways sheet with 8 million things on it.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to start today with an interesting concept, which is an extension of Touch for Health stuff. And there's two pieces of it. So it's hidden, sustained, and stretch. So it's hidden muscle failure, sustained muscle failure, or muscle stretch. And the way this comes in is that sometimes you'll have a muscle that'll test strong, it'll look strong, but it's not really.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it's strong, but it'll handle one muscle test, but it won't handle two or three muscle tests. And why does this make a difference? This makes a difference if you're balancing to a goal, which you always should balance to a goal. All right, so we're going to get a goal. You're going to set your own individual goal here in just a minute. It makes a difference because, you know, great, so I'm balanced to this goal, but can I stay balanced to this goal? Or are there things that I can do that'll make this balancing be a little more duration? Or what if I get really challenged, like stretched on it, can I come back and get back on track? Okay? So the metaphor of hidden, sustain, and stretch is really, really powerful, and it actually makes a big difference in how well the goal holds. It also physiologically makes a huge difference, for balancing. So every once in a while, it's really nice to go through all 14 muscles, and even if they're strong, check them for hidden, sustain, and stretch. It makes a really, really thorough, in-depth balancing. So, yeah, you want to know?
I missed something. Did you tell us how to do this?
I didn't tell you how to do it yet. I'm telling you why I'm going to do this. I put them all together because they're like stress tests for a muscle, okay?
Yeah.
There are three different stress tests, an extra test, an extra whatever, to find out more about what's going on. So let's do this. Right now, just for the moment, I want you just to write down what your goal or focus is for the day. Actually, if you want to just share it, you can share it. That's great. Then we can all have it. Why don't we do that? It doesn't have to be fancy or anything like that, but I want you to have something that you're going to get balanced to while we're learning some things today. So right now, in this moment in time, what is it you'd like to accomplish, feel like, experience? How do you want to shift your experience in your life? What would you like to accomplish? When we're all done today, what would you like to have different in your life? And congratulations for getting your taxes out.
I got my extension out.
I don't care. It's out on time. Congratulations.
Thank
you. Yeah.
We'll be testing that for stretch.
Yeah, there you go. We'll get you on stretch that one, yeah. Okay, so goals. I'm pushing you, but that's okay. You can do this. Doesn't have to be fancy. Just so you have a focus.
To feel caught up.
Great. Feel caught up. And by the way, once you feel...
To feel confident in knowing I can understand and catch up.
Great. Okay. So make a little note. So it's really to feel confident and being up to date. Or up the steam, or whatever you want to say, okay? I know, because you feel like you're a week behind, but you're not. You'll catch up in a minute. We're just talking about stuff you haven't looked at yet. Okay, good. Betty?
So mine would be, I allow my energy to flow free and unencumbered.
Thank you.
Does that work?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And, by the way, you could just take out the I allow part, and my energy flows free and unencumbered.
Thank you.
Okay? That's good. Who else? Anyway, you're working on it, huh?
Well, I know, I don't know how to say it. I just want to have integrity in every part of my life, dealing with my children, the right integrity to deal with them.
Yeah.
You know, separate adult things from child, but be honest and straightforward.
So how about I live my life in integrity?
Okay. Yeah.
It's nice and simple. And see, the deal is, you know what that means.
Yeah.
You know all the qualifiers. You know all the circumstances and all of that. So in terms of having a goal, you can just, bingo, I live my life in integrity. I know what that means.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if anybody else understands.
Yep.
Good.
So
who else? Goal. Janet.
I feel grounded and in ease.
Great.
I feel grounded and in my flow. No, in ease.
There you go. There you go. Okay, good. So write that down.
I'm guessing what.
At least it's not like you get it wrong.
Yeah, and you know, again, I'm going to just say the obvious, and that means no matter how she says it, it's all included.
Yeah.
See, it really doesn't matter what we say. It's the thought process that went into it. It's connecting with, the condition that you want to experience and noticing on some level all the stuff that's in the way. That's what makes the difference. So what we really say doesn't make a lot of difference.
That helps.
I know I'm picky about it, but yeah.
No, that helps what you just said.
Yeah.
How about I fully comprehend all that comes to me?
Thank you. That's great. That's great. I fully comprehend all that comes to me.
That's good for being in class.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is a good student.
No.
Yeah.
Can I change mine? No. Yeah, really.
Well, by the way, we all get all of these, okay?
Well,
yeah, we all get all of these.
We're all
Graham, that's why we're sharing them. Yeah.
I am appropriately energized at all times.
Thank you. Got that?
Sort of.
Yeah, because you
had
energy last time.
So sort of, yeah, like both directions, you know, like being able to fall asleep at night, being able to wake up in the morning, being able to do whatever I need to do during
energized.
The day.
Yeah.
You know, all the different levels.
Awesome. Awesome. Very nicely done. Okay. I'm dealing with a little physical aches and pains. So the way you do that is when I'm not in pain, what will happen is I move freely and easily. So I'm gonna. That's
right.
My goal. That's where I'm going. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, and by the way, if this were a session, we're not gonna do it today because I'm gonna try and cover a whole lot of things. Okay. An emotion on the goal, okay? And you could do that, but we're not going to do that right now. So, here's the thing. So now having a goal, everything we do today is going to help you move closer toward that. What I want right now is I want somebody who's willing to be a demo for me to test a muscle and show you how this hidden, sustained, and stretch stuff works, okay? Phil hasn't been here. Come on.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you. All right. So, first of all, I'm going to stand behind it so you guys can see. So hold right here. So, nice little test, little pinch, and he talks to me. That's good. And strong again, so life is good. One new concept. I keep doing new little things, but every once in a while here. Remember we talked about surrogate balancing? Way back in Touch for Health, where somebody could be a surrogate for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
A muscle can be a surrogate for another muscle.
Oh,
I'm
just trying to confuse
you. I know it is. I know.
You're doing a good job. No.
So my healthy cat muscles can work here.
Yeah. So here's the deal. All right. But when do I care about that? I care about that if there's somebody who, for instance, has a bad arm and you can't muscle test that arm. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So what I can do is I can test the right side, and then I can just tell the right side to tell me what's going on with the left side. So the way this works, go ahead, finish your job, and then we'll get you here. So I'm going to just use the deltoid muscle right now, okay? So deltoid is nice and strong. Now, if I go over the other deltoid and I pinch it like that, it doesn't change this deltoid at all. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, I'm going to use the pinch test just because I know that'll make it weak temporarily. Okay? So, if I've got Phil, whose left arm doesn't want to work, and I'm testing deltoid, so I say deltoid on the right-hand side. That's good. Deltoid on the left-hand side. Oh, it's not. So, deltoid on the right is good. Deltoid on the left, healed itself up already. Okay. But so I can actually say, tell me about the right, tell me about the left. This arm will say, oh, sure, I'll tell you what's going on.
Alright? Would it do it even if you hadn't
It does. Only reason I weakened this over here is because I didn't want to run around and try and find out did he have a muscle weak on one side somewhere.
Okay.
I just did this so you knew there
would
be a predictable response.
Right.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
Now, I can use a different muscle, so latissimus dorsi here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell me about the deltoid on the right-hand side. All right? And tell me about the deltoid on the left-hand side. Okay? So I can use a totally unrelated muscle. So I just have to tell it what I want it to be. So one last little piece, okay? I can have this muscle surrogate for anything I want it to surrogate for. Alright? So, what I want is I want deltoid to just surrogate for any muscle that I can use as a demo today. So hold this here. I'm cheating, guys. Okay.
So what did you say?
Just find me a weak muscle and tell me about it so I don't have to hunt for it.
Oh, okay.
Because right now what I've got is I've got a weak muscle. Deltoid's telling me it's not the deltoid, it's something else. So it says it's weak. So now I'm pretending the deltoid is weak now, being something else. I'm doing the neural lymphatics for deltoid muscle, which is surrogating for some other muscle somewhere. All right, so testing that muscle. It's clear. Good. So normally I say, great, let's go on to the next muscle. But now what I want to do is I want to do a sustained muscle test, which means, Phil, I'm going to test this several times. So I'm just testing. It's like it stops working after a while. Now, if I went to 5 or 6, and it still is all the same, then there's no problem with sustained.
Uh-huh.
But that means, by the way, whatever muscle I'm testing right now, it was out of balance. We balanced it. And then I tested it for sustained.
And you're testing the surrogate.
Yeah.
Right
now, just pretend like I'm testing the deltoid. I just told you I could have this surrogate for anything.
Okay.
I could have this muscle surrogate for his goal. Okay? Mm-hmm. And just tell me, does he have any hidden weakness on that goal? Does he have any sustained strength on that goal? Can he stretch on that goal? So I can have that muscle surrogate for the goal, not just another muscle. Okay? That's why I went through all of this for you here so you can see this.
Okay.
All right. So you notice what I just sustained. You have to not over-test, and it's discrete tests, but it's a test, a test, a test, a test, a test, and it starts getting a little shaky. If you have a sustained weakness, what you want to do is you want to do a sustained correction. All that means is you rub the neural lymphatic points instead of for 10 or 15 seconds, which we usually do, you rub them for about a minute or so. I think it actually says 2 minutes, but...
And you do it for the deltoid, even though it's surrogate, whatever, but we weren't... Okay.
Because the deltoid, when it surrogates, its points will surrogate, everything will surrogate.
Got it.
Yeah. So, I'm doing sustained correction.
You're
because
doing front and back?
I'm doing front and back, yeah. That way I don't push him over. All right, so, retesting. So, it's a test, 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 a test. Okay, so it's fine on sustained.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about stretch? What I have to do is find a way to stretch that muscle. Now, here's where you have to get a little creative depending on what muscle you're using, okay? But most of them are pretty easy. To stretch the deltoid muscle, just relax, I can actually stretch it. All I'm doing is I'm giving a little space and I'm making this muscle stretch a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come right back and test. It goes out of balance.
Hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went brain dead, so I forgot what I'm supposed to do for stretch.
That's okay. We can move on to class.
That's right. It's in the book.
We're in the book.
Boy, that is really good. That's really good. I mean, I just totally forgot. Okay. I like it. So do you see stretch in there?
I'm not sure where
we're going. Is it in your
book? Just keep going.
In the abbreviated book?
Yeah, this is the short book.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'll come back and do that later. That is so bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
All right, so it may not be in there. I think it is, but it may not be.
When you stretch it, does it always go weak? Or
no.
It
no.
Oh, okay.
It shouldn't.
Okay.
We need an index.
All right. That's okay. We'll come back to that. So now... Am I embarrassed? No. I should be, yes.
No,
right.
No,
so,
you shouldn't. It's all with us.
Yeah. Brain dead is good. So don't you look. Graham's looking. That's good. He'll find it. And it's probably even in the Touch for Health stuff, Graham. That's probably where it is.
The book.
Yeah. All right. Now, so I didn't do hidden. Okay? So let me do this.
Give us the answer first, and that way we'll help you remember.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't do hidden, so I'm going to test another muscle. Just testing the latissimus dorsi muscle. So hold your hand in here. I'm going to pull out. Hold it in. Okay? So that's strong. Now, to test for hidden, what I do is I challenge it so it looks like it's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just to make sure the neurolymphatics... 5, 6, 6, 7, right there. Yeah, you got it. Put your hand over there. All right? And I test again. So what we're really saying to the body is, tell me if there's something there. But I said, oh, you got me. We can't do it. So if he lets go, so let go of that point. And I just test latissimus dorsi. But I said, I can make this look good. But if you go right over here and touch the neurolymphatics wherever they are for whatever muscle you're actually testing, and if it goes weak, that means that it actually is weak. It just wasn't showing you that.
Is that like when you challenge it in the balancing?
It is like a challenge in the balancing. It's just when it's strong and you challenge it, if it goes weak, it means you need to do this.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little confused because I'm remembering at some point when we were doing the muscle testing by holding the spot, you artificially strengthened it.
I know.
Am I remembering that incorrectly?
Yeah, you're remembering totally correctly. If this muscle were actually weak and he held neural lymphatic points, it would make the muscle strong. But if the muscle's strong and it's only barely strong, you hold the neural lymphatic points, it'll actually go weak. Your body will say, you really need some of this.
Oh,
didn't show up, but you need to do it. So we will do the neural lymphatic points for the spleen meridian. So just know, when you have that looking strong, challenge the neural lymphatic points. If it stays strong, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes weak, then you needed to do a correction on it. So test that, now challenge the point. And it stays strong now.
The correction was just
the correction was just rubbing the neural lymphatics,
right,
just as you would have done if the muscle was off and it's
right
on its own.
Right.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll come back to stretch later on when I actually can remember.
So this just gives you a more thorough balance.
Yeah, so you're going through a balancing, okay? Thank God. All right. It is that. Oh, I would have been right. It's iron in the fascia toward the heart. So stand up. So the fascia on the muscle itself, you know how we pinch it to turn off and spread it to make it strong? If the stretch is not in, what you want to do is you actually want to iron it, meaning rub it, but it's a sustained, you know, it's kind
of
like you're just, and you want to be rubbing it toward the heart. Actually, that's more anterior. Let's get on delta here. All right, so you rub it toward the heart. So you're like stretching it out in that direction toward the heart. And then we'll stretch it again and hold right here, and it should stay strong. Okay? Thank you.
Yep.
All right, so you're going through your muscle test. So you test the supraspinatus or the central meridian. Test strong. You challenge it. If it goes weak, that was a hidden weakness, then what you do is you have to rub the neural lymphatic points just like it was weak in the first place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it either stays strong or you get it strong. So now you have the supraspinatus is strong, challenges stay strong, so no more hidden. So now you test it several times. Test, starts to fade. Okay, go back and do the neural lymphatics. That means it's a sustained weakness. Go back and do the neural lymphatics for a minute to 2 minutes. Do a sustained correction. And then you test it again. Test. Good, I get 8 or 10 of them and nothing happens. I'm in good shape. Okay? Then you stretch. Oh my God, how do we stretch? You gotta kind of do that. You just exaggerate the range of motion till it stretches a little and you test it again. And if it's weak, you do what we all know you have to do is find the muscle and look in the book if you happen to find it and iron that muscle, kind of thumb over thumb or finger over finger, toward the heart. And then stretch it and test it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that one's all done, you go on to the governing meridian. So if you're going to be really, really, really thorough, and every once in a while it's kind of fun to do that, challenge everything. And if it's weak right out, that's fine. Strengthen it and then make sure it'll stay sustained and make sure it'll stay stretched. And the metaphor, again, is that you're really strengthening the person even more toward maintaining their goal. Graham?
So for something like the heart, the subscapularis is underneath a bone, right?
Yeah.
And then the psoas like goes...
Yeah, there are a couple of muscles
would
that you're not going to be able to do.
Surrogates for those?
Yeah.
For the stretching?
So use a surrogate for the... Well, you can actually stretch the muscle still. The way you stretch the subscapularis is you actually just...
But you wouldn't be able
but
to...
You can't, but you can't... Yeah, you can't do it. So you get... Deltoid's real easy, by the way. And if they're laying down, anterior deltoid, okay? So just... Tell the body to have the anterior deltoid surrogate for the subscapularis or for the psoas muscle or whatever muscle you can't get at. Okay?
So you just say, okay,
yeah.
Substitute or surrogate.
Yeah,
or
so
stretch your subscapularis and test Well, I guess you can still test that.
Subscapularis. It's just, yeah. And if you want to just make it easier, if you can't, if it's hard to stretch, then have deltoid surrogate for the muscle and stretch deltoid for that muscle and then do the correction on that if it needs it.
Okay.
Yeah. So just remember, you can have anything surrogate for anything, and just basically need to tell it to do it. You know, in the old days, we used to say, is it okay to have the deltoid surrogate for this? Okay, now the deltoid is surrogate. Yes, it is. Okay. Nah, I mean, just tell it, you know. Yeah, just deltoid being the surrogate for subscapularis. Okay? So, hidden, sustain, and stretch.
What's hidden again? I'm missing
hidden,
the hidden again.
Is it test strong right off the bat? But you don't believe it, so you challenge by holding wherever the neural lymphatic point
so
is.
That's the challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then got the rest.
Yep. All right. So that's just a nice little piece. And what that does, by the way, there's another application, and that is, let's say that you go through a whole balance. You know, you balance the goal, you do the whole thing, you test them on the goal at the end, and you clear the emotion at the end, and everything's all good. You can actually have deltoid do hidden, sustain, and stretch on that goal right then at the end of the balancing to see if there's any way you can actually strengthen this. So let me just make sure. So I'm using deltoid to surrogate on this goal right now. So what we're checking for, so checking deltoid, sure, it's strong. We know that. So now you challenge the neuroemphatics for deltoid muscle to see if there's any hidden weakness that we haven't gotten in this whole balancing.
On the goal.
And then you correct it if there is. You sustain test six or eight times. If it goes weak, that means you do a sustained correction on deltoid, which helps sustain the activity of the balancing towards supporting you in the goal. And then you stretch the deltoid for the goal. And if you need to, you iron it, you know, to fix it so that you actually can take a stretch on your goal. So it's actually adding a whole dimension on the overall balancing. Okay, does that make some sense?
Yep.
And I know there's not like one rule where you use this one way and that's it. It's one of those tools that you can use lots of different ways at lots of different times for lots of different things. And so I'm giving you more possibilities than you want to think about right now. But
it's all explained also in the notes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Hidden, sustain, and stretch, Graham found in the thing. It's actually one of the finger mode points. It's in your big book. It's just a page that has it on there. So,
okay.
But it's in there. All right. So let's go to some woo woo stuff. So we're gonna do sabotage programs, which I believe are in your.
You got my number.
So let's find our sabotage program. See if it's in there. You know, I don't have. Oh, yes, I do have my book.
This is in the little book.
I saw the.
Yeah, it should
before.
Be in the little book. Is it in there?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. What page?
Between the page before it and the page after it.
That's good.
Don't
that
have
works.
Oh, that's right. There's no numbers on there. Okay.
It's about this far into it.
Didn't we designate asshole yet?
Was it
on the target?
What's it called?
And
sabotage program.
Oh, here it is.
Nice
statement
from sabotage program.
It's kind of come through.
After
personality traits, right? There's
and we get invited it already.
Yep.
Well, of course.
That's the first one.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Sabotage
program. It's almost halfway.
Yeah,
oh,
so it's way down.
Yeah.
It's almost halfway in the middle.
Yeah.
A little bit less than halfway.
Yeah, thank you. And that's why, but this one, you're going to want to make copies of this. Okay? Because it's much easier when you're doing a balancing with sabotage programs to actually write on the sheet of paper and throw it away when you're done. Okay? So while you have the reference sheet in there, it's before organ responses, which you're into right now.
It's I've gone past
it. It's okay.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, and by the way, everything in this packet here is in your big manual. So if you ever screw anything up or lose it, it's all in the big manual as well.
Oh, okay.
This stuff I just extracted from there, so this is extra set aside for you here. So sabotage programs. There are lots of things that we do.
Oh, goody!
Hey, hello, hello.
We knew you were on your way.
And now we know we're here. You're here. All right. We're just starting out with sabotage programs. And so take your time. So sabotage programs are belief systems that we have that make it difficult for us to function the way we want to function in our life. They are not belief systems that we consciously hold. They are not belief systems that support us. But they are belief systems, and this is really important. They are belief systems that at one time in our life were valuable. Not only valuable, but they were usually a matter of survival. So if I look at some of the, it says possible statements to clear, okay? I have a right to be here. That's the first one. All right? So why would somebody maybe stop thinking that they have a right to be here? Why would somebody maybe not believe that?
When their parents said out of anger, I wish I never had you.
Yeah. And if they say it repeatedly and repeatedly, you know how much that hurts. So pretty soon the kid is just going to, yeah, I know. I believe it now. Okay? So we actually protect ourselves from unexpected pain by expecting the pain. Okay? So this is stuff that almost always has its root cause sometime between conception and 1 year of age. Almost always.
It's often pre-verbal.
Yeah.
Pre-breathing.
Yeah. Pre-verbal is really important to get. Thanks, Phil, for that. Because what happens is, when it is not verbal, when we don't actually have verbal skills, we internalize it. It actually goes into our cellular memory. And so we can go around and try to change our mind a whole bunch of times, but there aren't words to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're putting words on it here because hopefully the statements we have here trigger most of the common patterns. Anybody who has this is going to have a little different variation on the theme, a little different version of it, but all we want to do is get close enough to have the body go, got me, okay? Because we'd like to get these things out of here. So notice these statements is a list of all positive affirmative statements. So you're going to have one of three possible responses to each of these statements. One response, you say the statement and you muscle test and it tests clear, it tests strong, which means you have no disagreement. There's nothing going on with that. You're, you know, totally clear, cool with that one. Okay? The second possibility is you test it and it goes weak. Okay? And that means that, you don't, it's called a reversal usually, and that means that you believe the opposite. You don't believe that. You in fact believe, I don't have a right to be here. The third possibility is that part of you says, yeah, I have a right to be here, and part of you says, no, I don't. That's called a conflict. So I'm going to give you one finger mode, one other little finger. Remember, I told you every once in a while I'll give you a special little finger mode to use. The finger mode you want right now that's going to actually help make this really, really obvious when you muscle test so that nothing gets hidden, nothing gets lost, okay? Is you stick your thumb, I don't care which hand, but since you're testing with your right hand, you're usually going to do the finger modes on your left. With the side of your thumb, you're touching the base of your ring finger on the side close to the ring finger nail. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say ring finger. The ring finger nail between the ring finger and the little finger, okay? So you're kind of flipping your thumb around there so that it's actually touching the base of the nail on the side of the finger there. Okay?
The base, like there? Or?
Yeah, you see, well, the base of the nail at that level,
oh, okay,
right on the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
So it's almost nail to nail.
Yeah, it's almost nail to nail. That's exactly right. If you turn them over a little, it's like that. But when you hold that point specifically, when we get the finger modes, is for conflicts and reversals. So when you're holding that point, if there's any conflict or if there's any reversal and you muscle test it, it'll show up. Because reversals usually show up. It means that I have a right to be here and your body's saying, like hell I do, and it's going to go, no, that's not true at all. A conflict, you see, you could test that, and the part of you says, yes, I have a right to be here, could test strong. The part of you says, no, I don't have a right to be here, could just be dummied up and you'll never know it was there. If you're holding this point, it'll always show up. And I don't care if it's a conflict or a reversal.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to clear it.
So, are you just holding that by default throughout all these tests?
Yep.
Okay, so when you say there are three results, there's still really only two.
Strong
or
weak.
Combining two of them into one by this mode.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And
the conflict will show up as weak, then.
Yeah, it'll always show up. Yeah, a conflict will show up as weak, and a reversal will show up as weak. What I want you to know is, by the way, that when we are first presented with this statement, with this belief, you know, this negative belief, you don't have a right to be here, I wish you were never born, whatever it was, okay, doesn't matter. When you're first presented with it, it's a conflict. I want you to know it's always a conflict first, because here you are happy and whole and free, and somebody says you don't have a right to be here, and they go, eh. Wait a minute. That's not what. After a while, it can become a reversal, which means you just give up on the positive thought entirely and you live out the negative thought. Okay? But it always starts out as a conflict. Right? And that's important, because when we clear it, we're always going to clear it as a conflict, because the next thing I'm going to teach you is age recession. We're going to actually use age recession to access the time when this first became an issue in your life. Okay? Now, you can use age recession, by the way, with lots of different processes. This one, you know, you got to use it with this one, okay? I mean, it's just ingrained, built-in part of this. There are other processes I'll tell you to use it. There are other processes you might say, hey, I want to use this. Now, age regression or recession, I mean, it's like different words, they mean different things. We are not actually going into hypnotic trance and going back to an age and going, ooh, ooh, gaga, I'm a little baby, okay? So we're not doing that. What we're doing is we're scanning. So what we're doing is we're literally scanning through your life, bing, 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 until energetically you find the spot that has the stress. Usually that's the first time or the first spot where this became an issue that needed to be resolved. Doesn't mean it's the first time it ever came up. It's the first time it kind of got settled into your being and became an issue. Sometimes it's actually not the first. Sometimes it's just the time that's clearable right now. And you might clear that, and then you might have to actually go clear another time, or there might be just other programs that have been holding that in place that need to get cleared as well. So this is a process, not one thing at a time. We're gonna do one thing at a time, but it's not like you take one piece, do it, and then come back 3 weeks later, do another piece. We're gonna actually do the list. Okay? So when you do this process, you do the list, and then the body tells you what things you're gonna clear first, second, and third. That means you got a second finger mode I'm going to remind you of, but that's our priority mode. The tip of the middle finger held against the joint of the thumb there, the middle joint of the thumb. When you're holding that, the only thing that will test weak is the number one priority. So if you're going down a list of things and holding this point, the thing that goes weak is the priority. That means that's the first one to clear. That's on the top of the pile. It's the easiest one to access. It's the easiest one to clear or let go of, whatever it means. It means the body's telling you energetically, clear this first before you get anything else. In fact, you need to clear this before you're probably going to be able to get anything else. Okay?
And the list is this list.
Yeah,
here.
Well, we'll get to that. Yes.
You called this priority mode.
Priority mode.
What was the name of the other one that we just did?
Conflict and reversal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can call it the conflict mode or whatever you want to call it, but that's
right,
yeah.
Right. Is
this
the tip of the middle finger?
No,
the nail.
The tip of the finger. Yeah, so it's the nail. It doesn't matter. It's really, you want
to
get the middle finger somehow on that thumb joint.
Priority.
Yeah.
And
by the way, on priority mode, I want to just tell you guys, no, don't let your thumb go over the top of your finger. That's actually a mode for obsessions and compulsions. That's a different mode entirely. Okay.
No.
So we want priority mode. Okay. I mean, I just saw it's easy sometimes to let the thumb kind of lift.
Oh,
like
that.
Yeah. So that's doing something else.
Great.
Okay. So just stick the tip of the middle finger into that middle thumb joint and hold that there. So whenever you're testing a list of anything, and by the way, where I first showed this to you is when we're testing a list of what are we going to balance to today. If you have your list of things that you can do, you just go down the list, say each one, and the one that has stress is the priority one as long as you're holding this point. That's where you start. That's what you do first. When you've done that, you go back to your list, put in your priority mode, go down the list, and then take the next thing that shows up. Okay? Yeah, Phil's got the list. Can you hold that up for a second, Phil?
It's the second page.
Yeah, the balancing process, the clearing processes. Mm-hmm. So when you know all the things there, or make up a list of the things you do know, then you can say, hey, I'm wide open, guys. Let the body lead the way, which is ideally what we want to do instead of letting our mind lead the way because we don't have a clue.
Uh-huh.
Put in your priority mode and go down the list. Just read down item, 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 stress. Oh, there's the one. And start with that. That's the priority mode. So that's where I showed it to you first, and we will use it when we do lists of statements like we're going to do today with life statements and sabotage programs. Okay? All right. All right. So let's see how I want to do this. 2, 4, 6, 7. All right. So you're late, so you're it.
Okay.
Now we are not gonna do the whole list today. Okay. And so today, by the way, I'm just going to take the first five, just because it'll take us all day to do this. And I think you'll find something in the first five. If you don't, you'll find something else somewhere. We'll give you more. All right. So what we're going to do here is hold right here for me like that, and we have nice communication. That's good. All right. And by the way, do you have a goal for the day? So why don't we do that? Just because everybody else had a goal for the day, and it's nice to have something to be working on.
I think I'll pick my one from yesterday, but any reason not to.
No reason.
Let's see. I enthusiastically am filled with healing energy, and it flows through me.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right, now, hold that up for me, if you will. That way I can just read it. Life is easier that way. So what I'm doing now is, and usually, by the way, I would actually have this on a table or someplace like that, and I, with my other hand, I'd have a pen that I could just mark off ones that go off, so I can mark the ones that go, okay? I put in my conflict mode, thumb to the outside of the ring finger, base of the nail, okay? I'm holding that in, and what I want you to say, I have a right to be here.
I have a right to be here.
And that test strong. I'm glad I'm alive.
I'm glad I'm alive.
And that test weak, so I'd mark that one. Okay, so I'm willing to make mistakes.
I'm willing to make mistakes.
I'd mark that one. I'm glad I'm a woman.
I'm glad I'm a woman.
That's good. My needs are okay by me.
My needs are okay by me.
I'd mark that one. So I would mark number 2, number 3, number 5. Okay? And I would go down through the whole list if I were doing this. I'd go down through the whole list, and I'd have a whole bunch of check marks. And I want to tell you, it's real, real important not to engage in extraneous conversation or comment about it or whoa or any of those kinds of things. It's just that one, that one, that one, that one, okay? We just mark them and be as neutral as possible. So I try to model that, and then sometimes I'm not as clean with you guys as I would be with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
or
right.
I would be with you when I'm with you, okay? But no comments, because there's stuff going on, it's all internal, and we don't know what it is anyway, okay? So I have three things on this little short list that I did. Mostly, the very first time you do this with anybody, there are 30 statements here. Oh, you can make a little note. The first 20 were the 20 that we used forever. The last 10 were ones that we added on 10 years ago, just because they hit some areas that the others didn't. So you can actually do the list of 20, and then if it ever comes up again, you can do the last 10 and that kind of thing. Usually when you clear this, by the way, like I said, if you do 20, it's not unusual to have 15 or 18 of those 20 out. We're just stirring them up. I mean, because, by the way, it's the first time we've gone after this stuff. I mean, most of us have some variation of this theme in there somewhere, okay? And if it comes up again, there may be one or two, and you may have to do one that, well, didn't we do that before? I don't care if you did it before or not. It doesn't make any difference. You got a new goal, and by the way, these are just words, and remember what I said, almost every one of these has its root in us preverbal, between conception and age one. And so what this strikes in us, those words can strike a different feeling, a different emotion, a different belief, a different reaction, a different response at different times. So it's not like, didn't we clear that one? No, we cleared one aspect of that. We cleared one piece of what that touched. If it touches something else, I'm willing to clear it again, folks, until we're clear. Okay. All right. So now I have three things. It was 2, 3, and 5, I think they were. Okay. So I would have checkmarked them. You'll see. I mean, that's why, because I don't remember things. Okay. All right. So hold that for me again. So now, notice I had her say it. I say this, and I tested her when she said it. Okay. So now I put in my priority mode. I'm going to go down the list.
Okay.
Because she said them. I'm going to go down the list, and I can do a shortened version of it. Okay. So I can just say, so glad I'm alive, willing to make mistakes. No. Stops right there. So willing to make mistakes. That's the one we're going to clear first. So it's not I'm glad I'm alive, and it's not my needs are okay by me. It's I'm willing to make mistakes. Okay? So that's the priority one. I need a barometer. Because you always get an emotion, okay? Hold right here. Subconscious body, it's him and indifference, it's him and indifference. So left side, right side, I'm doing lazy right now. Immobilized. Feeling immobilized, wanting to feel more congruent. By the way, I would write that down right there after the one we're doing. I'm willing to make mistakes so that I don't forget when I check it later on. I don't want to have to think, okay?
Now, what did you just do?
I just went down and got an emotion off the behavioral barometer.
Okay, and then...
And it's feeling congruent. Feeling immobilized, wanting to feel more congruent. And I just wrote that down.
Okay.
So now, how old are you right now?
56.
Close enough. Okay, hold right there. Right. So, age recession. Okay? Here's how it works. No modes, no nothing. I'm just scanning. So, current to 50, 50 to 40, 40 to 30, 30 to 20, 20 to 10, 10 to 5, 5 to 1, 1 to 6 months. Okay, stress in there. So 12 months, 11 months, 10 months. So someplace around 10 months of age. Okay? So notice how I did that. Current to whatever the next decade. Then
right.
decade to 10, and then 10 to 5, 5 to 1, 1 to 6 months, 6
right.
months to birth because, okay, and then if that's all still strong, it's pre-birth. And then usually in utero, okay? And it
right.
can be past lives, by the way, for people who believe in past lives. You know,
or,
nobody, Yeah, it is. In which case, by the way, you just make a really simple statement. So get that I got, and you can sit down for a minute, I'll get back to you, I won't forget. So I went current to 50, 50 to 40, 40, 30, 30, 20, 20, 10, 10 to 5, 5 to 1, 1 to 6 months, 6 months to birth, pre-birth, that's a stress. Okay, it's going to be someplace in here. So let's say nothing went stressful in. So I say in utero. Now, if that's stressed, okay, great. So it's 9 months in, 8 months in, 7 months in, 6 months in, 5 months, okay, 5 months in utero. Okay, but in utero, it tests strong. So then I say past life. All right, it tests weak. Here's what you want to do. Because there are, again, there are people who believe in past lives who are just sure that it's a past life. And where I am, by the way, is even past life stuff has to take hold at some point in this lifetime. So it'll almost always show up this lifetime, okay? But no big deal. So it comes up as past lives. That's where it is. Then what you do is you make a very simple statement. So I want you just to go to the time involved. Or go to the right time. Or go to the appropriate time. And then you muscle test. That's not a command to her. It's an energetic command. And then you muscle test. You have a stress. You have a weak one. Take, got it. Okay, great. So we don't know when it is, and it doesn't matter when it is. Who cares? We're going to clear it. So you understand? You're just saying, go to the right time. And sometimes the person actually has pictures and all that. Mostly they don't have a clue. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Your body knows. Got it. Okay? See, clear on that? Okay, so now what we've done is we've gotten Jody's, which was, I did forget.
10 months.
Okay. So now, so I've written that down too, by the way, so don't forget. So right next to this thing that says, you know, I'm willing to make mistakes, it says imbalance, immobilize, want to feel more congruent, or immobilize congruent, and then it says 10 months so that I remember everything I need to remember. The clearing for this. The clearing is written down right there. The clearing is a statement, a very simple statement. In spite of this conflict in attitude, and I know it says conflict or reversal, you can just cross out reversal because when you go to the priority age, it's always a conflict. Understand? It's always a conflict before it becomes a reversal.
So it just says conflict.
So, yeah, so in spite of this conflict in attitude about being willing to make mistakes, so you fill in an abbreviated version of that, okay? I deeply and profoundly love, accept, and respect myself. Okay? So.
Yes, thank you.
By the way, that is such a huge, huge clearing for anything. I mean, it's a huge clearing for anything. Hey, I know I'm confused, but I still love myself. Okay? It's a lot for the person to remember. And you're busy doing several things. They're holding ring finger and thumb and ESR points. And doing eye rotations. Remember all of those things?
Yeah.
And you're tapping on the K27s, the collarbone points. Okay? So the way it looks is it looks like I'm tapping and I'm having you eye rotations, all that kind of stuff. Okay, you got a lot to do. Right. So for today, I'm going to trust you to do your own eye rotations.
I know.
So one thing yourself.
Okay.
And these guys here.
You're
going to
get rotator eyes for you?
And I'm going to do, I'll do it with my right hand.
That'd
there.
Be hard.
Okay. So do eye rotations and repeat after me. And here's how you want to do it. You want to do this statement in 4 sections. So you're going to have to learn it, okay? But you're actually having them just repeat after you so they don't have to think, okay? So just repeat after me, in spite of this conflict and attitude.
In spite of this conflict and attitude.
About being willing to make mistakes.
About being willing to make mistakes.
I deeply and profoundly.
Deeply and profoundly.
Love, accept, and respect myself.
Love, accept, and respect myself.
Good. And I'm going to do this actually because what I want to do is I want to control her eye rotation so you get to practice. And again, in spite of this conflict and attitude,
about being willing to make mistakes,
I deeply and profoundly
love,
accept, respect myself. Good. Now close your eyes and keep rotating your eyes inside. In spite of this conflict and attitude about being willing to make mistakes, I deeply and profoundly love, accept, and respect myself. Good. Okay. So what I did was I made sure she did eye rotations both directions while she's doing this, that there are no stuck spots and things like that. I'm tapping away in the K27. I had her do the full set of statements twice with her eyes open, and then I had her close her eyes, just told her, keep rotating your eyes inside, and had her do it one more time. Okay? And we talked before about eyes open, eyes closed. This is one where eyes closed, it gets more of the internal, interior stuff sometimes, and it helps to clear that a little bit more. Okay? So now, we've done the work theoretically. Okay? So hold right here. And what I want to do is I want to put my conflict mode back in. And I want you to say, I'm willing to make mistakes. Good. Okay. Oh, actually, do I don't know what I told you or not. Recheck it. Yeah. Oh, it says age progress first. Okay, we'll do that first. Doesn't matter. So, statement is then, and this is all in the age recession, that we're coming back up now. So we're clear at 10 months, and I check. Yeah. So we're clear to a year. I check. Good. We're clear to 5. Clear to 10, clear to 20, to 30, to 40, to 50, to present age. Okay?
Okay.
All of those are saying yes. Occasionally, and then I'd have her say the statement again. Okay? So I'm willing to make mistakes.
I'm willing to make mistakes.
Great. And the emotion I clear, and it's feeling immobilized, wanting to feel more congruent. Both of those are clear. So we're done with that one. Okay? So you can sit for another minute in case you want to write something. But so there are a couple of possibilities here, by the way. So we're clear at 10 months. Okay? That's my statement. Yes, we are. If it said no, what would I do? I better do the statements again, or I better find out if there's an earlier age that needs to clear. So usually you've done the statements already at 10 months, we're clear at 10 months, and if it says no, then I make the statement there's an earlier age that needs to be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is. Okay, great. So 10 months to birth. No, birth, pre-birth. Yeah, there's stress there. Okay, and you find the time, and we clear it again. Very rarely happens, by the way, but occasionally you get a layer out of the way, and then that, and it uncovers another little deeper seed that needs to be covered up. So if it says you're not clear at the age you're doing it, just make the statement there's an earlier age to clear. If it says yes, find that age, clear it, do the same process again. Okay? So we're clear at 10 months. Yes, we are. Good. Clear to a year, yeah, to 5, yeah, to 10, no. Oh, good. Clear 5, to 6, to 7, to 8, no, not at 8. Okay, great. So now we do the statements again. Usually what happens is, doesn't often occur this way, but if that happens, usually it's just a matter of, great, we got most of it out and there's just some incident somewhere that has a life of its own, okay? It was based on this, and it didn't quite get all cleared out when we pulled this thing out by the roots. And that's what this is like. I just want you to picture that. I don't care how big the weed is. If you pull it out by the roots, the whole weed goes. So occasionally there's a sucker that hangs out there, and you need to get that one. So if you have an age as you're progressing that has a stress, find it exactly, do the statements at that age, and then we're clear at this age, and then move yourself up to present age. Very rarely will it not be clear at the age you're doing it after you've done that. So very rarely do you have to go any farther down, and very rarely will there be another time coming up. But occasionally it happens. Don't look for it. Don't expect it. Expect it to be clear. So then I have her make the statement again, make sure the emotion is clear, and we're all set. That one is done. There's no homework with these. I just want to say that real clearly. Because what we want is what we've done. Well, let's just say it another way. What we've done is, I'm going to use my root metaphor. We've just taken this big old weed out by its roots. So rather than say, let's keep checking to see if anything's still growing here. What we're doing is we're just going to give her energetic being a chance to reintegrate, reorganize. And the way I look at it, it's like a domino effect that you heal up the cause, and then it's kind of like your history. The easiest way I can tell you is the history literally rewrites itself in the absence of that event. You've taken that out of the history books, and so your life history and experience has been rewritten. It's actually been re-experienced, and that happens over usually a couple day period of time. So sometimes things are shifting and changing and stuff like that. I mean, this is a pretty profound clearing process here that we're doing, okay? But there's no homework to do with it, because what happens is that tends to just focus people on what was there, and they end up replanting it again or looking for problems, you know, mm-hmm. like that. So they don't take the paper away. When you're done, you just throw it away. Okay? So we did that one. That's great, but there were a whole lot of other things on our list, maybe 15 more things on this list. So let's come back to the list again. And actually, I have to hold this because I can't remember this. I put my priority mode in. I still have the ones checked I have checked, right? So we did number 3, so I go back to number 2. So glad I'm alive, needs are okay. So number 5 is the next one. My needs are okay by me. Okay? And then we would do the same process, which means get emotion, age recession.
What's the getting in the emotion? Because we don't sort of directly do anything with it.
Yeah, no, we don't. All it does is it helps bring up any emotional component that's kept that locked in place. It just brings it up, but emotions tend to clear themselves once they're noticed. So awareness without judgment, or awareness without analysis, you can sit down, we're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, is healing. So all we're doing with the emotions, we're just noticing what it is, and the body will let it go. When you clear this, the body will let it go. But emotions act like a lock. Emotions are a lock on things that make it hard to get them unhooked. But if you at least open it up, then the lock gets thrown away. Usually,
it's a similar thing with the age. It's not actually doing anything with the age. All you do is you find it, you notice it, and then automatically everything that you do applies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's really just scanning through your history and saying, oh, there's the spot. Okay, good. Let's take it out of this page here. Okay?
It's kind of like just bring them into the energy field with
the awareness
with everybody else.
Yeah.
And so they get zapped along with everything you do.
Yeah, yeah. So
and you normally do that. You find the age and then find the emotion.
No, get the emotion. You get the emotion and then age recess. So it says on here, it says... check the entire list holding the conflict reversal finger mode, thumb to the outside of the ring finger top joint, okay? Find the priority conflict or reversal to clear using your priority mode. So you find, check all of these, mark them, put in your priority mode, go down the list, you saying them now when you go down the priority list, you just a shortened version, ding, 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 to find the one that goes out. Get the emotion, age recess to the priority age to clear.
Where are you reading?
I think you might have a different one in the big manual. This is like a simple version.
That simple version.
It seems we already know how
this
to do it.
This is just giving us the statement.
Oh, okay.
Affirmation.
Oh, that's just giving the statement. Okay.
Okay, and then there's another.
That's
one
probably in the big manual.
It might be, but yeah. Otherwise, so you check the whole list. Use your priority mode. To find the priority one to clear, get the emotion age recess.
Okay, but the emotion is before the age.
Yeah, before the age recession.
After the priority.
Yeah. So we find the statement, we identify the statement, we get the emotion on the statement, now we go find out where it started up. Okay, so we age recess. When you're clearing, I hope yours says that, you're tapping on the K27 and doing eye rotation. And by the way, if it really is too hard for you to do all of that, because you've got to get around your own hand and stuff, you can have the person tap and hold their forehead points and do their own tapping here if it makes it easier for you. But see if you can't, manage the three-ring circus to get it all. Okay?
Well, then they're not holding their fingers.
No, they're not doing the ring finger stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's a trade-off. You do the best you can do with it. So, okay. So, questions about the process, and then I'm going to have you guys do this with somebody to just try the first five like I did and see what you come up with. Any questions? Okay. So, find a partner, and Jody, why don't you stay with me, and I'll do your next one, and then you can do one on me, and that way I'll sort of keep track of these guys as well, if you don't mind. Okay?
All right.
So, take your list with you. You're only going to check the first five. If you don't find anything in the first five, see me. But if you don't find anything in the first five, try the next five. But just find a couple of them, and then find which is the priority to clear. Okay?
Scary.
Scary, yeah.
I don't
want to
do this one.
Yeah. Okay.
Good
well,
job.
I picked the ones that I thought I was going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, yes, putting your papers on the table while you're doing it there at eye height, that makes it a lot easier than table height, so.